Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
We're the only radio show in all of Canada to start the show with O Canada, but are we also the only TV show?
Yep.
We are?
Yep.
Make that statement. I love that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but why not? Let's just say it.
Let's
own it.
Nice. The only show.
If we believe it, everybody else will. Right?
How's the line go, Phil?
It's not a lie if you believe it.
I like that. Welcome
Wise
to the
words.
Show. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We got a busy show today. More Jupiter Ascending passes to give away. Darcy Oak. Rena?
Is he coming?
See how excited she got, Phil?
Is he going to bring magic?
He's going to bring his football. Of course he brings magic. That's what he does.
Magic follows right? Darcy yeah. Oak, I think is what happens. So he'll be here at 8:30 this morning, Rena.
Exciting.
And I'm sure he'll have a few things to show us. Yes, I'm certainly hoping. I don't think he'll bring the birds, but I'm pretty sure he'll bring something down.
Cool.
All right, that's coming up. And a whole lot more. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for Hooters. Love football. Make Hooters your big game headquarters. Order Hooters wings to go. 50 for $42.99 or 100 for $84.99. Keep boiling your water this morning. Officials in Winnipeg are hoping another round of test results today will confirm the city's water supply is safe so they can lift that boiling water advisory. On Tuesday, E. coli was found after routine testing in the water. Further testing came back yesterday clean, but Manitoba regulations require 2 clean tests in a row before the all clear can be declared, and they have to separate the tests by like 24 hours. That's why we still have to wait.
Right.
But we should know the results later on this afternoon, I believe. Your hydro bill will not be going up. The Public Utilities Board announced yesterday that it is rejecting Manitoba Hydro's request for a rate increase. The Crown Utility asked for a 3.95% increase for 2016 and 2017, and a hike for this year, too. They claim they need the increase for upgrades to the distribution system. The board said Hydro could only file a 2-year rate application, not 3, and they believe an increase for this year would not be in the public interest. And many Winnipeggers couldn't boil their water yesterday after a mass power outage left them thirsty and in the dark. As if the boil water advisory wasn't bad enough, there's about 9,000 Manitobans yesterday who didn't have power.
And that's why our bill's not going up.
There was a hydro pole fire on McPhillips and Jefferson. As of this morning, power should be restored to all the customers. There's no word on the exact cause of the fire.
At that point, you just form a posse, light some torches, and start walking around in the streets yelling and protesting.
No power. Like, my God.
That's how a lot of great vocal bands start. They start singing around a garbage can fire.
Sure.
Start doing a little a cappella.
Over to sports now. The All-Star break did not help the Toronto Maple Leafs. The New Jersey Devils beat the Leafs 2-1 in a shootout. So Toronto now winless in their last 7 games. The good news is Dion Phaneuf is their captain.
When you go through stretches like this, I don't understand your question.
they're officially below 500, by the way, and like they. Yeah. It makes me smile.
Don't you have a running bet with one of your buddies who's
numerous,
a Leaf fan?
Numerous, and yeah. I have been collecting every year, and it's awesome.
Easy money. Jake Muzzin's late goal helped the LA Kings rally past the Chicago Blackhawks 4-3. Alex Ovechkin scored 2 goals as Washington broke a 4-game slide with a 4-0 win over Pittsburgh. Braden Holtby got the shutout for the Caps. The Winnipeg Jets continue their Pennsylvania jaunt tonight as they visit the Philadelphia Flyers. The Jets are coming off a loss in Pittsburgh, while the Flyers have won 2 straight, even though they're in the midst of a disappointing season. Face-off is 6 o'clock. The Raptors won their 4th straight, 119-102 over Sacramento. The women's final for the Aussie Open is set, and it's a gooder. America's Serena Williams will face Russia's Maria Sharapova for the Grand Slam title.
That sounds about right. If odds makers probably would have said those are the two that are going to be in.
And that's good, and for ratings, it's good.
Sure it
people
is.
Will tune in to yep. see that. Williams beat 19-year-old Madison Keys in straight sets at her semi. Sharapova beat fellow Russian Ekaterina Makarova 6-3, 6-2.
Very nice.
Earlier in the day. I like those Russian names. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl news. Rena. Maybe what? You want to send some soup to Arizona, some
Uh-oh.
Hot soup.
Uh-oh.
Tom Brady is fighting a cold.
I like Tom Brady.
He's got a cold. You're a woman. You're supposed to like him. So
like
we're going to stereotype that you like him, okay? He's your favorite player ever. Anyway, he's got a cold.
Your mouth says no, but your eyes say yes.
You know, I like those blue-collar, hardworking guys, not those froofy wearing Uggs.
Froofy?
Well,
word of the day, froofy.
Froofy.
He's too froofy.
I feel like he wears a lot of, you know, sweater vests and Uggs. And
he's
just
stylish and froofy, apparently.
I don't know what else to describe.
Anyhow, he's got a cold. He confirmed to reporters that he's been sick for 4 days. That's Seattle, the wrong team to be a little bit under the weather against.
So would you say his spirits are a little deflated?
Ooh, it's going to be. We got froofy. This show is on fire.
No, let's go home. That's it. We got our promos. We're done. We're out of here. Always leave them
wanting
more.
It's only the news.
More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca.
City FM World Class Rock, 6:11 Thursday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena Jay. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
Temperature's dropping to minus 17 this afternoon. We're at minus 13 right now.
So I was going to ask Rena for a spelling on the word froofy, but the good news is I found it at Urban Dictionary.
Come on.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Urban Dictionary says...
What does it say it means?
Froofy. F-R-O-O-F-Y.
Fruity, okay.
Consisting of feminine nature, taste, or attitude with all the flowers and bright pink colors. Oh, that was then they went into like an example. So we'll just stick with consisting of feminine nature, taste, and attitude. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think Brady, like I get it, he's not your typical hard-nosed Dick Butkus football player, but as far as his style goes, it's just... It's expensive looking. He dresses really nice. Like well, other does, than the like Uggs,
a, does a, like fashion, a millionaire?
does a fashionable? If a guy's, and I'm just asking because I'm definitely not. But if a guy is fashionable, does that make
he's a little
him
metro? I think it's just a different way metro? Of saying metrosexual.
Okay.
I just.
No, no, we're not
the
calling
first
you
thing
up.
That came
no,
to
no,
mind.
No.
Agrina, we're asking questions. We are learning.
No,
we are trying
I'm
to learn.
Kind of making this up for as instance, I go, to be honest.
For instance, last night we learned that Phil Aubrey could be considered a lumbersexual.
Doug Brown came up with that.
When former Winnipeg Blue Bomber?
I didn't mind it at all.
A lumbersexual?
A lumbersexual. Why don't you Urban Dictionary that
sex
one, Phil?
With wood?
I think it's the red beard. I think that's... with sex with wood? I think
like
you,
lumber?
I think you kind of have to,
I don't understand.
You? Oh, with lumber.
Wood fetish.
Lumber. Chuck that one into Urban Dictionary and see what we come up with as a...
Lumbersexual. Oh, it's at Urban... God, I love Urban Dictionary. A metrosexual. Okay, out right there. Who has the need to hold on to some outdoor-based ruggedness. Thus opting to keep a finely trimmed beard.
That's like all the metrosexual guys that have the big beards and wear the plaid, but they do it in such a fashionable way. I'm like, you don't work outside ever.
That almost sounds like a that almost sounds like a borderline hipster, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Can you put it in? Let's find out exactly what a hipster means too, because I've heard a bunch of different definitions. Because I was out on the West Coast for a wedding this past summer, and I kind of discovered what the chemistry is for a hipster.
It's an indie.
A hipster is someone who is smart enough to talk about philosophy, music, politics, art, etc. with you all day long, but not smart enough to see what a tool they are.
Urban Dictionary.
More learning coming up. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
And now, what's trending?
All right, so... I'm going to start with this, and it comes with music.
Come on, come on, come on.
All right, so get this. This is really nerdy, so that's why I threw in an even cheesier song to go with it. But chemists are saying that they've found a new bond. There's a rule in chemistry and physics and science in general that when they basically when you heat things up, they're supposed to speed up. But in this one, they put a couple of elements together, and it actually started slowing down, which is not consistent with the rules.
Okay.
And so they're thinking that it's a new bond of molecules based on the vibrations. No idea what it's going to do, but they just thought that was really weird, and it's breaking rules. So they got like a rule breaker thing going on.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my story. And what's trending.
And you're sticking to it.
In the science world, that's trending huge right now. You have no idea how this is earth-shattering.
And it's science into world. Science, yeah.
And we got to hear Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Right.
Let's hear a little bit of that. A little bit more of that. Feel the vibration. I remember that video. He's working out. That's when we first figured out that Mark Wahlberg was totally ripped.
Shredded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Suits, one of my favorite, my latest show that I'm binging on.
Great show.
Terrific.
All shot in Toronto, by the way.
See, that is interesting, too. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed that just from watching it. I've only been to Toronto a couple of times. But a show about lawyers, corporate lawyers, big time, and one of them... I'll let you figure it out for yourself if you decide to watch it. It's on Netflix. Well, it's trending, and I had to figure out why, because, of course, I'm always a few seasons behind on these shows. Mm-hmm. But the way it works, season four has already been available, but the second half of season four premiered last night on some networks. So that's why everybody's talking about it.
Gotcha.
And I haven't figured out what that means for Netflix, if they're instantly available on Netflix. No,
not a chance. No, that'll be a while.
So it'll be a while before they show up.
Look at it this way. I was behind in Californication, and so I'm just waiting for, now that the season's over, I'm waiting for it to get uploaded to Netflix so I can finish watching that one, too. So they wait a little while.
Okay.
They want to get their DVD sales.
I know you bug me about being behind on shows, but one of the cool things about being behind is I never have to do that, I got to wait a year now for another season.
You just binge through all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Bowl's coming up on Sunday. You guys know that.
What? You got a sportsy story? What?
No, it's not a sportsy story. Okay. Not really. The commercials for the Super Bowl. Right. My favorite usually are the GoDaddy ones. I think last year it was. Remember the Kate Upton making out with that nerdy kid with the curly hair?
Danica Patrick's been in a lot of them.
Yeah, they always do something good. Well, GoDaddy has decided to pull their ad from the Super Bowl and remove it from YouTube after causing an uproar on social media. Basically, it starts out like a really adorable commercial. There's a little puppy who's running through a field and he's lost and it's raining and he's running under roads and bridges and going everywhere and he finally gets home and the owners are like, "We're so happy to see you." And she picks up the dog and at the end, she says, "Oh, we're so happy you came back. Because we just sold you on a website built using GoDaddy." And then they put him in a crate and the van shuts the doors and it drives away and they're like waving and they're getting money for selling this dog that was trying to get home. So obviously PETA's pissed. All these people are going, clearly if you're buying a dog off a website and it's getting delivered to your home, then that means it's a breeder. You're buying it off of a breeder and breeding isn't right. You should be rescuing pets and blah, blah, blah.
Not illegal.
I'm actually surprised that GoDaddy decided to pull the ad completely because that is... It was kind of funny, you know.
Especially when it comes to Super Bowl. Usually you want that commercial.
Yeah,
sure.
That's
why you're spending all that money.
Bunch of pussies. All right, that's what's trending at 6:25. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:35. Thursday morning, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, and 2 hours away from Rena getting really excited.
Darcy Oak fan.
Darcy Oak is studio.
I don't know. I just didn't realize I was such a huge fan.
I know.
I'm
excited for what?
No, it's just based on your reaction this morning when I mentioned you're like, "Is he coming?"
I like magic.
What? But you always give me a hard time about my card tricks.
No, I like real magic, Wheeler. Jeez, like
that
unicorns and that kind of stuff.
Can you
and Darcy
it out?
Oak, you know.
Unicorns.
He's a wizard.
Hey, Darcy, bring your unicorn with you.
I know he's going to ride in here on his unicorn.
Exactly. I also think he gets around.
Yeah.
Temperature's falling to minus 17 this afternoon. Minus 13 right now.
We should also, being that it's Thursday doesn't mean it make any difference, but we have more passes for Jupiter Ascending today, too.
Right now, actually, as a matter of fact. 780 City, CITI 2484. We're going to need two players, one for Team Philly and one for Team Rena. We're going to play the movie game. We'll start at the beginning of an actor's career. I'll start naming off movies. First one of you to correctly identify the actor we're looking for is the winner.
Fun game.
Yeah.
And at 780 City, oh, here we go. I was going to say maybe there was no one calling instantly there, so I was a little worried.
What's your name?
Phil.
All right, you are on Team Phil.
There you go.
So stay in line. So, Phil, you got the top one, or then this one. What's your name?
Jason.
You're on Team Rena, okay?
Okay.
All right, stand by. You guys don't do nothing. Just sit there and sit tight.
Don't get too excited.
Here you go. First one to correctly identify the actor is the winner. The Mask. The Last Supper.
Jim Carrey?
She's the One.
I just gotta say.
Feeling Minnesota. Head Above Water.
Cameron Diaz.
Good job.
Oh! Rena nailed it. Bang! Good for you. I thought The Mask was gonna give it away. Because remember,
that's what gave it away. That's exactly what it was. I'm trying to think of which is the female lead in The Mask.
Yeah,
I like that you went female. We've been using a lot of guy centric
Kristen Wiig yesterday. Yeah. Honestly, it's one of my favorite as far as an introduction into the movies, into the silver screen. Cameron Diaz probably has one of the finest of all time. That part where she
The Mask.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
When she walks
you like it.
She walks into the bank and literally Stan Leibkiss, who's played by Jim Carrey, they give one of those where their jaws are open, and then it shows this girl. It starts from the bottom, and she's, like, fixing her shoe or something, and then it just pans all the way up, and her hair's in front of her face, and she looks up with that pouty look. My God, Phil! It is the... Oh.
I've never had an interest in seeing it. It's like a few years ago now, right?
I'd say about 15 or 20.
15 years ago. Yeah. I think I'm good. I missed that boat.
90s for sure.
All right, 637. By the way, that would be the top
guy.
Yeah, Jason.
So hang on the line. We'll have some details for you. You have passes to go see Jupiter Ascending, the new movie with Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum. Good for you.
Right on.
All right. Hang on. We'll get your information in a sec. 6:38 now. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rita.
Wheeler.
92 City FM World Class Rock. Time now is 6:45. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rita on a Thursday morning. Hi.
Minus 17. Temperature's going to drop this afternoon. Right now with the wind chill, minus 24.
Morning Wood will be out shortly. Rita sent me a trailer yesterday, which is going to be a part of the Wood. Today, if you're an all-access VIP member, you get this in your inbox.
Of course you are.
But it's Selma Hayek kicking ass with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she already do a movie like this? Wasn't it her?
It's like her fighting crime or fighting some bad guys in like her panties and bra, and she's got the gun in her panties.
I'm having
running
a
around.
Really, really, really bad flashback to a movie her and Penelope Cruz did together, where they were both kind of gun-toting women as well.
I don't remember that one. There's a lot of...
I never watched this
Penelope
the trailer.
Cruz.
Yeah, I know you do. I don't know why.
She never showed up in Machete, Selma Hayek, did she? Selma Hayek? Hayek,
I think.
Hayek? Which is surprising because, you know, but because they have a lot of kick-ass chicks in the Machete series.
I do enjoy Machete. Yeah. Okay, let's switch gears real quick. I know I'm springing this on you, but do you have handy, though, that Marshawn Lynch stuff from the other day? Do you remember when he was talking about, I'm just here so I don't get fined?
I do not. Okay, it was a yesterday thing.
Because you know what, Phil? He was, of course, there's not just one day. The players have to go back every single day.
Yeah.
So Marshawn Lynch, and I give him credit. He stuck to his guns. But I also give a lot of credit to the media who thought, okay, if we're going to stick microphones in his face, how are we going to get around this?
I do have yesterday's.
You do have yesterday's?
I don't want it.
Sure, just to get those back up. This is what he did day one as far as the Super Bowl pressers.
Okay, let me just, here we go.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined, so y'all can sit here and ask me all the questions y'all want to. I'm going to answer with the same answer, so y'all can shoot if y'all please. I'm here so I won't get fined.
Okay, so you get the gist. So basically, he answered everything that way. And good on the reporters. I think they all got together for Betty's that night. They thought, okay, how do we stick it to Marshawn Lynch? Check this out.
The change from yesterday. Still the same person I was yesterday. And I got the same thing for you that I had yesterday.
Marshawn, are you concerned about getting fined for your hat?
You know why I'm here.
Why do you have to be a jerk to all of us?
You know why I'm here.
Marshawn, isn't this whole act just a way for you to get more attention to yourself? It's ultimately a selfish move when there's so much other things that go into winning for the Seahawks, despite, besides you.
You know why I'm here.
Marshawn, with everything that you've done for the league, there's so many fans you've accumulated. I want to hear from you. Why would you not reach out and just give a message or say what's up to fans that love you so much?
They know why I'm here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you know what? Hey, I give the media some credit, though, to actually try and get past that wall.
They should start just lobbing bombs his way and see what
were.
He...
Why do you got to be a selfish jerk? I believe was one of the questions.
Yeah.
There was a couple
of them. Start making up total lies, though.
And then accusing him of distracting from a great football team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the lies. Like, what about you had an affair with Beyonce?
Like, just start making things up.
Make him laugh at least or something. But I respect both sides. I respect Marshawn Lynch because he's sticking to his guns and he's been that way all the way through. I can't wait for his tell-all book. I bet you he's just going to be brilliant. He'll probably end up being a public speaker when he retires from football.
He does have, I read an article on him, he does have a pretty interesting story. He, he doesn't come from the best part of the United States.
Right. He's a California boy, isn't he? He's from San Diego area?
He's somewhere in California, yeah. Okay. He's got some anxiety issues is one of the theories. Right. Remember, Ricky Williams also had problems in the public spotlight.
And you know what's really good for that, as Ricky Williams proved? Marijuana. Mm. A lot of it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and just one more quick story. When he first came to Seattle, and this probably lends itself to why Seattle's so successful, you have to stand up in front of the team and tell your story a little bit. Mm-hmm. He stood up, and he got really nervous, and he tried to bumble through it. He couldn't do it.
Right.
And Pete Carroll, the head coach, came over, put his arm around him, and said, "That's okay, Marshawn. We love you for who you are. Sit back down. That's okay." It didn't make him do it because he was clearly very uncomfortable speaking in front of the other players. So I just thought that. You want to know why Seattle's really good? Pete Carroll is a hell of a coach.
You know what? That's a lot. That took a lot for Phil Aubrey to say.
Right.
Because I know
don't
you
like
can't
Seattle.
Stand Pete Carroll.
City FM, world-class rock. Time is 7:06, Thursday morning. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Darcy Oak, an hour and a half away from being right here in studio with Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Minus 13 right now with the wind chill. Minus 24. Might see some snow this afternoon.
Also this morning, of course, the scoop coming up with Rena in about a little over a half an hour. Anything I should be prepared for, Rena? Put a helmet on.
Yeah, there is an interesting Elton John story. Someone yelled at Elton John.
What?
Who does that?
No.
Put them in
you
prison.
I'll tell you who
yell
did it.
At Elton.
You'll be a little surprised.
Okay.
Unless good. It's Eminem. Eminem's the only one allowed to yell at Elton John, apparently. Hey, last night we were out at the Fort Garry Hotel helping out with the Learning Disabilities Association of Manitoba. And Date with a Star, the 12th annual Date with a Star, which is really, really cool because like I said, we've been doing this for, what now, 5 years together as a group?
Yeah, we missed last year for some reason.
Mm. I don't think we were invited. We weren't big enough stars.
Contradicting plan. We had some plans that conflicted. But anyway,
so
yeah,
basically,
we've
they just get local.
Yeah.
Local celebrities to come out, and they pair you up with a restaurant, and they pair you up with a business that's made a donation. You all go out for supper together, and it's fun.
And then Kelly Butler was there.
Kelly Butler.
Doug Brown was there. Avi Khan, formerly of Winnipeg Blue Bomber fame. There was the Susan Tomofichuk was there. There was a nice crew out there. Drew Kozub was there.
It was a regular who's who of socialites in Winnipeg.
Absolutely. Renee Lamoureux performed last night, and there was a couple of guest speakers who came up and spoke about it.
Fred Penner. The legend.
You know what? I was there early because I was fortunate enough to be MC last night. I was asked to be MC, and Fred and I actually got to sit down and chat for a little. He's a super cool guy.
Yeah, he came. He was talking to me afterwards. He's like, "How do I get rid of Wheeler when he comes and talks to me?" So I was giving him some advice on how to end conversations.
I told him how to get rid of you. Just play me a freaking song, man. I want to hear Apples and Bananas. Play that, and I will leave. It's simple.
Isn't that Sharon Lewis and Bram?
Doesn't matter. Whatever. That's the one I want to hear.
Raffy, Sharon Lewis, and Bram.
And
Bananas.
You play me a Rihanna song right now.
Sing.
I was, listen, one thing I love about this event is getting to go to restaurants that you don't normally go to, because we do have the most restaurants per capita in all of North America, and we have some of the best culinary arts, some of the best cuisine. And I got to go down to DeSeo Bistro on South Osborne, right beside the Park Theater. Again, I had seen it there before, really didn't, know much about it, but I was like, oh, cool, I'm getting to check it out. I'm bringing the wife there. Like, I'm taking the wife. I have to take the wife there. It was probably the
best. What kind of food was it?
Oh, the best short ribs I've ever had in my life, Rena. The best short ribs I have ever had in my life. And I was with the building crew from Qualico.
Yeah.
So a lot of their office staff, like Jordan and Farm Girl, she called herself. And just really, really good. And John and I talked watches. Yeah, it was a really, really, really good crew. And I want to thank them for entertaining me last night.
That's the key with winding up with, I don't want to say a good group, but a group where you relate to a little bit. Because, there have been years where you get a group where they're like,
they didn't have, like the ones that didn't have a clue who we were.
What radio station? I don't listen to the radio. Like, what do you do? Are you gonna do card tricks?
Luckily, Wheeler does.
Yes, I do. You're in luck tonight. You are.
We wound up with some really cool people from the Indigenous Health Group.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and his staff were, and we went to the keg.
There was Bob and Matt and the twins, as we call them.
From Brazil.
From Brazil,
really?
It was fun.
Did they play volleyball?
They did not. I asked if they would play beach volleyball, but they did not.
Send a thank you to the keg.
Yeah, the keg down. That's a great spot.
Your buddy Blair was serving us. Great guy.
Blair Adamson. Yeah, I actually married him and his wife this past summer.
Oh, cool.
Super good guy.
You married them?
Of course I did. Of course I did.
Wheeler marries people.
Whatever you need. I got it. All right, we'll take a quick break at 7:09 as Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
Check our voicemail at 8:05. We call it the bone phone, and we've got someone calling out Jets fans.
What? What?
Boom.
What? That's insane.
As well, some calls about the boil water advisory, some really entertaining.
Let's get into that right now, because, if you think about it, in the grand scheme of things, honestly, keep boiling your water. But this false negative, which is, don't they cancel each other out and everything's just cool when it's a false or a false positive?
Well,
they should cancel each other out.
I guess there's room for error in this sort of testing. It's going to happen once in a while.
No, like honestly, until now, I didn't realize a lot of the rules, like how often the water gets tested when it comes to the source, where we get our water from. I also didn't know that in order for it to be cleared, you have to have two tests come back the same, back-to-back within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours, mm-hmm. that's the mandate. And I guess that makes sense. You want to make sure.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because, hey, if there's a bunch of sick people out there after the from drinking water, mm-hmm. there're going to be some lawsuits against the government. Yeah. So they got to make damn sure. And, I mean, lawsuits and the fact that the people are sick. You don't want that, yeah.
Well, and so one thing I will say, too, and I like the fact that Mayor Bowman's doing this, but the City of Winnipeg has its own YouTube page now mm-hmm. where he came out yesterday and he laid it right down, and he's
hip with the kids.
He's hip
in general, yeah, because there's a lot of adults and everything on social media nowadays.
Twitter, man.
He's just very...
Twitter makes it so easy to get information out there, and Facebook in such a hurry.
Like, I feel like we never heard from Sam Cates unless he was defending himself. we never heard him give any, important announcements or any real, information remember.
And if he ever did, you would get it on your evening news broadcast or you'd get it in the paper the next day, where the one thing I do like is that if you want the information, you can get it now, like you said, through your social media, mm-hmm. which is the whole idea of social media. But the fact that the mayor's office in the City of Winnipeg has said that's another option for you, I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's the way the world operates, and you have to keep up, or how does that saying go?
Adapt or die.
Bang.
Is that the one?
Thanks.
We are looking for that.
It wasn't the one, but it works.
Well, okay. So there was that yesterday. On top of the fact that hydro went down.
There was 9,000 customers without power yesterday. There was a hydro pole that caught fire. They don't know why. So these people had no water and no power.
Man, just at that point, I know we joked around about it, but the ones that got affected by both, you got to be thinking, this is it.
Yeah,
this is the zombie apocalypse.
I'm calling up my tough friends. I'm starting a posse, and that's it. The apocalypse is here.
When I was driving home last night from the date with the star, right from around on Main Street, right from around the Greenbrier, all the way to just south of Peguis, black.
Yeah.
I swear to God, black.
Oh, man.
There was nothing but the lights from the vehicles going either which way, and I'm looking down side streets both ways. Black. It was scary,
that's
man.
That's terrifying.
It would be. I couldn't imagine being in one of those homes. Okay, water? Nope. Power? Nope. I'm curious. Did you call up a friend that maybe down on the south side of the city and say, can we come chill for a bit until this gets resolved?
That's why I like living in Transcona, where nobody ever moves out of Transcona, so all your family's there, all your lifelong friends. So if something happens,
everybody goes down. That's what I'm saying. So, your neighborhood, you can't really rely on your neighborhood.
Whenever you all just start fires together in your driveways.
Exactly. Get the tires off the vehicle. So I'm glad everything. The power's back on now, and it looks like the water's going to be okay. But a scary kind of 36 hours. Some would say a major distraction. The conspiracy theorists would say so.
We'll find out later on this afternoon about those second test results.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to come back fine. But in the meantime, water advisory to boil your water is still on, so we highly suggest that. And again, kudos to the mayor for getting on the YouTube. I'm telling you, that guy's pretty well versed when it comes
mayor,
to the YouTube.
We're calling him Broham.
Right.
Broham Bowman.
Is it Mayor Broham? Did we decide on that?
No, both.
Both?
Both, yeah.
Either or. Whichever. He's cool with both. Yeah. So if you see him around, you're cool, what's up, Broham? 7:21, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
City traffic.
And talk to him about Wheeler. If you ever run it, because they are best friends.
Tell you what,
he loves talking about Wheeler.
You know what? Drop my name, you actually get a deal on your property taxes. So if you drop, say, hey, Dave Wheeler. And he's like, 10% off your property taxes this year. Good for you. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:31. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Minus 15 right now with the wind chill, minus 24. Might see some periods of snow later on this afternoon.
Rena's got the scoop coming up in 10 minutes. News about Elton John getting into a bit of a tussle with another performer.
Someone's got beef with Elton.
And then 8:05, the bone phone. Jets fans getting called out.
And don't forget, Darcy Oak. coming up at 8:30 this morning. The magician.
He's just going to appear.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
How did you get here?
That would be the greatest entrance ever. Like, all right, Darcy Oak did a show.
You should have tried to plan something funny where he gets in and just hides, and then we throw a little smoke bomb and he jumps up.
On a unicorn.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Obviously.
So, Phil, I don't think I'm alone in this one. I think at some point throughout our beer league careers, and it's not just in beer league hockey.
Rena just checked out.
I'm playing on Facebook now.
No, Rena, hang on. I want to drag you into this too, because I think we all have those things that we really enjoy to do. Like, say, a hobby. Like, for Philly and I, it's beer league hockey. For you, Rena, it's playing the piano. Right? Would it be? No?
No. Okay. I don't have a piano. I don't have one here.
Okay, what do you have for a hobby? Give me an example of one of your hobbies.
I play badminton.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great example.
She drinks.
Drinking is a great, great,
I don't drink that heavily. Mostly just wine.
Yeah, I know.
So, or beer.
I just like to create that impression.
So we'll use badminton as the example in this little story here. So when you play badminton, say you start winning a little bit, you're like, you know what? I'm half decent at badminton. And then maybe your mind, just for even a split second, thinks, is there not like an Olympic badminton team? Like, to the point where you enjoy it so much?
That never.
No, but whether or not you actually think you could make it or not, you think, like, what if I could? Have you ever played fantasy like that? You have the worst imagination I've ever met in my entire life.
I don't know.
You have the worst imagination.
I'm just a lot more modest than you, Wheeler.
I think, Phil, you understand where I'm coming from. We're guys that, we've all had that Stanley Cup moment playing road hockey when we're kids, you know what I mean?
When you're kids, yeah, but with beer league now, I see what you're saying, but that moment doesn't exist for me with beer league. I have given up on any thought that I'm any good a long time ago at hockey. For me, it's just about being around the guys. Like, that, I love the camaraderie.
But at the same time, I mean, you can we have fantasies of playing in the NHL and what it would like to be playing in the NHL. You know what I mean? Like, we all have those kind of, like, what would it be like? How would I match up if I went out there on the ice?
Every boy dreams of that. But again, once I got to 11, 12 years old and realized I was destined to play house league my whole life, I mean, I stopped thinking about how I would match up.
Now, the reason why I bring this up is because there's not many sports where dreams like that actually happen, where you get a chance to play it as a hobby, you play it for fun, and then you actually get a chance to go up against some of your idols.
Mm-hmm.
You go up against the pros, and not very often does it ever happen that just a regular old schmo who has a good old hobby has a chance to go up against the number one person in the world at that sport. Hmm. And it's happening right here in Manitoba.
Oh, yeah? What?
Formerly the MCA Bonspiel wrapped up. It's now the Manitoba Open for curling, right? So these guys, they came in as the number 32 and last seed, an opening game date with the top seed, who is Mike McEwen.
So this is for the right to go onto the Brier?
Yes. So, Greg.
So they've kind of been an upset team, and they're in the finals against McEwen.
No. Greg Mikolajic. I hope I'm saying that right. Greg Mikolajic is going to get his chance to play against McEwen. He's the 32 seed, so he has to play the number one seed in the Bonspiel for the Safeway Select, and the winner of this tournament goes on to represent Manitoba in the Brier.
Oh, so it's like a round robin game.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like he even said, he goes, like, the way we warm up, we're like, hey, let's go up to the lounge and have a beer. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, McEwen and then Din Neufeld, they're all stretching and they're going through, and they're like, maybe we should stretch. Maybe we should stretch a little to kind of look like we're pro. But I mean, like, when you think about for that for a second, you play with your buddies, you're like, yeah, let's go play in a Bonspiel. We're half decent at curling. And next thing you know, you win the bloody thing and you got to go up against Mike McEwen.
Yeah. But I think for curling, it might be a little different because it's like, if you're in the Safeway Select, you must at least play all the time and practice too. So.
Well, I mean, but still, I mean, like, it's not like you're playing professionally. You're essentially a beer leaguer.
Yeah.
You're essentially a beer leaguer. You're a weekend warrior when it comes to Bonspiels and you get together with the same group of guys all the time. I mean, it's not an uncommon thing in Manitoba. So I think that was a really cool story.
Cool.
They made it in, and they're going to play against, but whether they win or lose.
Yeah.
And most likely they're going to lose. Mike McEwen is pretty good.
Hey, you never know.
They're pretty good. Yeah. Anyways, congratulations. Again, I hope I'm saying his name right. Greg Mikolajic and his foursome. So very nice. 7:35, we'll take a quick break. We got the scoop coming up in 10. Hang on.
Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes. During the Advanced January Warehouse Clearance Sale. On now.
The Bone Phone is the beacon of truth in Manitoba. We play your calls.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, good or bad. And this guy, you got to appreciate, his conciseness. He keeps it simple.
Hey, nobody cares. Play some Gunners.
Nobody cares. Just a general nobody cares. Mm. And play some Gunners. More nobody Guns cares. And Roses.
Nobody cares. Just play some Gunners.
I'm not sure nobody cares about everything.
Just hey, play some Gunners.
Play some f***ing Gunners.
Right. Keep calm, carry on, play some Gunners.
Play some Gunners. Yeah. Okay, for the Jets fans who were very mad, and me included, I think you included, Wheeler, Reina was spit mad after that Penguin game. Oh, we were mad at the... we were all mad about the officiating.
You bunch of whining little Jets tinkers. Can't you guys realize that they lost the game because they didn't beat the other team? Penalties or no penalties? Suck it up. Bunch of bitches. Go Bruins, go.
Until I heard the go Bruins, go, I was actually getting fired up. But that's a typical Bruins fan, right?
Now, riddle me this, though. If memory serves me correctly, isn't Pinko, does that mean socialist?
Something along those lines. Communist, socialist.
Really? Really?
The officiating was terrible. I don't hear Jets fans moaning about it all the time unless it's...
No, listen.
That was warranted.
That's what we do. We're not going to go, well, we thought the guys gave it a good old go, and hopefully we'll just move on to the next one. No. Lost the game because of some BS calls. Sorry. Yeah,
right.
That's the truth.
You want to talk about blaming the refs? I'm a Habs fan. That's all I do. They lose. It's somebody's fault.
And he does it bilingually, which is amazing.
And then I will remind you about how many Stanley Cups they have.
Right. How many is that?
Montreal Canadiens fan, right there.
How many?
In a nutshell. 24, baby.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the boil water advisory. We've got some calls about that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll start with someone who wants to take the positive angle.
Mayor Sam Cates, water woes last year, nowhere in sight. And yeah, we'll get around to it. This year, Brian Bowman, on Twitter, on the news, taking care of business. No comparison. Good riddance, Sammy.
Telling you, the guy's a stud. Yep. He's doing good. No, but I'll be honest. Has he, everything that he's done, he hasn't even been in office for 100 days.
Yeah.
And he's been killing it so far. For a rookie in a position like that who's never been in office like that before, nice work.
We joke all the time about how you're best friends with him. I'm not best friends with him, but I have been impressed. Mm-hmm. He was on top of the McLean's article thing. Yep. He's just, yeah. He's so far so good, but it is early. Lots of time for us to bitch about him. Okay, this guy also finding some silver lining in the boil water advisory.
In lieu of the E. coli threat in Winnipeg, I tend to look on the brighter thing. For example, we could start saying drink water and blood, and people decades from now would find out it originated from Winnipeg at this very moment. Example, F you. Oh, yeah? Well, drink water and blood.
Remember that one. I like
all
it.
Right. Okay. Huh. Again, keep calm and drink water and poop blood. That's another T-shirt. We're coming up with a bunch of great T-shirts this morning.
T-shirt, yeah.
Your instructions there for boiling water, your ingredients, all of them I used for my bong. Water, pot, heat.
Well done.
We don't recommend you drinking bong water, though.
No. Just make sure, if you're going to, though, make sure you boil it first.
Yes.
Make sure you boil it first.
Yeah, we'll wrap up with this. Now, this is a question, so listen closely. Rena, maybe you have this answer. We'll see.
Okay.
So with this E. coli in the water thing, when I poop and it splashes back in my bum, do I get E. coli, or is my bum E. coli proof already?
Well, what you might get, and you, I wouldn't get a professional check, but what you can do is you can squat over a mirror. If you end up getting brown eye, you're fine.
Get someone on your hockey team to have a look at it.
Yeah, the boys would love that.
Would you mind having a look real quick? That's the bone phone.
You got a bone to pick?
Yeah. Here, but we welcome to the show. First time ever on the show. Welcome, Darcy Oak. How are you, my
Thank
friend?
Thank you for having me. Thanks. Hey, did you get my list of questions to ask me so I can answer with some zingers?
I did, yeah. but you know what? They amazingly disappeared.
You're
used to that, right?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, you're a born and bred Winnipegger, and I mean, listen, there's a ton of questions I want to ask you, but I'm going to start with the simple ones, okay? So you zinger all you way. your dad, Scott Oak.
Yep.
Did he have any influence on you as far as being a performer? Because let's be honest, I mean, he does a certain level of performing, on the CBC, doing what he does. Did that have a little bit of an influence when you were a kid?
Yeah, I would say, subconsciously, for sure. It was never like we sat down and discussed, how to own a room or anything like that, or how to command attention.
Right.
But it was, just growing up watching him on TV and seeing what he does was definitely in the back of my mind, while I was doing my stuff.
Now, at any moment did you think, maybe I'll give TV a try, or maybe I'll give radio a try?
Not so much. It's always kind of been about the live performance for me. Getting in front of a crowd and doing something, live has always been what sort of fascinated me.
The adrenaline of it and the,
Yeah, completely. Because you never know what's going to happen. It's a new experience every time, right? It could go very well, it could go horribly wrong, but it's always like an open slate when you start a show.
Is that kind of the excitement, is the fact that, if this goes wrong, this is going to be really bad?
Big time. But I think, too, it's at this point, the only person you ever see bombing is the one who really cares that they're bombing, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, if you kind of brush it off and, you know, and just sort of roll with the punches and go with the flow, you can never tank as hard as the first time you ever bombed, right?
That's funny, because I had somebody when I first got into radio tell me, hey, everybody screws up.
Yeah.
It's how you handle it.
Exactly.
That will mark the moment. So yeah. you got to realize that and just keep going and handle it with, you know.
Hey, this is a good start to the interview, hey? Let's talk about the first time I tanked.
But you know what? So screwing up. How do you handle that?
You know what? Shakespeare said it best. To die on stage is like dying a thousand deaths.
Oh,
and
it's the worst.
And once you do it once, you learn and you move on from
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Because nothing, you're right, nothing can ever be that bad again.
But you can't experience what it's like to actually full-on slay a show without experiencing what it's like you know, to just go up there and die.
So were you born with magic?
Of course I was. Right in my bones.
When did you start?
I started doing shows probably when I was like 10.
Oh, okay.
I'm just doing little shows around town. And then it's like one of those things like every kid kind of grows out of. And I just, I don't know, I was fascinated with it and just kept doing it. And there was like an awkward phase when I was probably like 15, 16, where I was like, I don't want to tell my friends I do this. And then I just stuck with it and kept doing it. And then eventually, like, I mean, when you're 15 and 16 too, like as a performer, you have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're just like some kid trying to, you know, command attention. But then as you grow older and you kind of go through like life experiences, you have more to sort of, you know, touch on and include in your show, which actually gives it some like some layers as opposed to just being a guy standing there doing tricks, right?
Yeah. So now when we were like, I mean, as Canadians and Winnipeggers, I mean, they were really, really awesome. But I mean, you were the talk of the town when Britain's Got Talent got on, but unfortunately we wouldn't get it. So everyone was YouTubing it, right? Mm-hmm. Jumping online and seeing stuff. And we would see clips, and they actually had a few clips of you when you were young doing shows for your friends and stuff, which I thought was really cool. So I mean, what was like the first trick that you went, that's it, I'm in.
Like, 100%. I'm good at this. I'm really good at this, yeah.
Like, the first one I learned?
The first trick you learned.
It was probably some sort of card trick or something. I don't think I really actually knew what I was doing for the first little bit. I just kind of, like, had an idea of how stuff worked, and I was just sort of faking my way through it.
Was it the weird uncle, like, you know, pulled his finger off, you know, that he went, illusion is possible?
Well, no, it's funny, because that's actually my dad that was, like, it was a total accident, and, like, if you know the Oak family humor, it can be...
It's a little dry.
Yeah, completely.
It's a little dry.
So he has a deck of cards, and he's like, here, pull one out. I took it out, looked at it, put it back in the pack. He mixes them up, just randomly, and he's like, here, that was your card. Pulled out one, flipped it over, and it was.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. I was flabbergasted, and I, like, begged him for weeks to tell me how it was done. He wouldn't do it.
And he still hasn't, has he? He still hasn't.
Well, he eventually did, and it was a complete accident. He had no plan to
do
a trick.
Really?
It was a 1 in 52 chance, and that was, like, the moment where I was like, I want to do that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So it was a complete accident.
Have you had any of those moments in your life where the trick just happened by accident?
Oh, completely.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then you just act like you were
Hang on, I'm not
to
talking
it.
About girls at the bar. I'm talking about actual, like... So, listen, you're over in the UK right now, and because of the, what we'll call it, the popularity of the show Britain's Got Talent, that's kind of where you're making your bread right now.
Big time, yeah. I completely underestimated the outreach of that show. It was, like, enormous. I mean, because America's Got Talent over here is big.
Right.
Britain's Got Talent over there is, like,
Well, that was, that's
100.
Where it originated, right?
Exactly. I mean,
that was, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the first one, so... It's the amount of people that watch that like on a regular religious basis is outstanding.
So I mean, as far as the, I mean, you went deep. You ended up winning it. Because honestly, after you got knocked out, I think everyone was like, nah, who cares? No, we're not gonna watch that anymore. But
yeah, it was these five guys.
The burger like joint?
Yeah. Oh, hey, I see why they won. Now. That's a good burger.
They got another franchise now. No, it was these. They sang like Les Misérables songs.
Lame. Yeah.
I dreamed a dream.
Yeah.
So did they come to you and basically say,
exactly.
Okay.
That's what they won with.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh,
why do I know that?
So did they go to you at a certain point and say, okay, you have an option where we're going to, you're going to tour on behalf of us through our production company, or do you say, no, I don't want to, I'm going to do it on my own? Or like, how does that process go down?
It's complex. Like, there's a whole song and dance behind the scenes, and you basically have to sign your life away more or less. Like, when you go to do the show, and if you get to a certain point, it's up to Britain's Got Talent that they can tour the top 10 acts for, like, breadcrumbs.
Wow.
So it's like, you get pretty far in the competition, and you're like, okay, Do I want to win?
Do I want to go further?
Because
then they own
exactly
you, right?
Yeah. So if you win, you're locked in. And there's an option period where Simon Cowell's company can decide if they want to, like, sign you. And
did you have words with him? Like mano
briefly.
A mano?
Yeah, briefly.
Is he a prick?
Not to me. He was cool. He was really cool. Yeah, he was really nice.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break. It's 8:39. You mind sticking around for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Darcy Oak, Winnipegger, and a magician. Rena wanted you to ride in on a unicorn, by the way. She's a little disappointed.
I was going to. It was a little cold, though.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. More with Darcy coming up in a bit.
Winger in the morning with
92 City FM World Class Rock. 8:47, Wheeler in the morning, Billy and Rena. That's Aerosmith, so we're going to throw out a hello to everyone at the Aerosmith School here in town because we were out yesterday with the Learning Disabilities of Manitoba and Date with the Star, the 12th annual Date with the Star. So good morning to everyone involved with that. 8:46, my name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
Temperatures falling to minus 17 this afternoon. We might see some light snow, minus 15 right now.
And as tomorrow is Friday, don't forget Kelly Butler will be here after 8:30, as he is every Friday. And then Freedom Friday, your requests starting at 9 o'clock. Get those requests in at 92cityfm.ca.
Darcy Oak of Britain's Got Talent fame is in studio with us this morning. Thanks again for coming down, man.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Me.
Everyone loves seeing a hometown success story. And you're one of those. And it's really cool to have you in studio today. I'm glad we found the time because we talked about it last time at Nigel Dawes' wedding in Mutual friend.
Yeah,
and so is this like a break for you right now from touring?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's still, I mean, the wheels keep turning constantly, so we're working on new material and creating this new show for the UK tour in the fall. So yeah, cool. I have a couple weeks here, and then I go back to the UK and, you know, put in some time there and kind of back and forth until then. So
is touring a grind? Like, is it exhausting? I mean, I get the impression you really like touring, but I imagine it can be a grind.
It is. It can be tedious for sure, but I live for it. I love it. Like, living on the road is amazing. Where your only concern is to make sure that, you know, your show that evening is the best it can be, and you have the team with you, and everybody's working for a common goal. It's a fun thing. It's really cool.
Now, it's kind of funny because if you think of it from an industry standpoint, it's similar to, like, say a band who starts out in their garage and they play some tunes, they start playing some local shows, and then maybe they get a little bit up. Walk me through the way it goes in your industry.
That's pretty much exactly it. It was like I started doing small shows around town, anywhere where I could perform, basically, and then just kept doing it. I started doing a lot of cruise ships because that's, you know, they have a lot of variety acts that do a headline show once a week on the ships. And that,
so hanging out with old people, essentially.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, how did you do that? I can't hear him. I can't hear him.
No, exactly. I'm going to show him my trick. I'm going to pull a nickel out of his ear. He'll love that one.
Well, no, and the people on the ships, they pay whatever. I don't know, like they're $600 for the week or $700, and it's, you know, they expect the world. So it's like they can be the old, like, cranky crowd. I mean, I cut my teeth out there, though, right? Yeah. You learn to deal with like people who have no interest in watching you, and you got to win them over, right?
Right.
But, you know, that lifestyle was like you live on the ship. You do, you know, two shows on the same night once a week. And then the rest of the time is just like you're just on the cruise.
You're enjoying cruise life.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's amazing. And it's cool for like the first week or two. And then you're like, oh, my
get
God.
Get me off the boat.
Yeah, I need to do something. Like, this
but
is
I mean,
insane.
But you would get to port and you'd get to get out just like everyone else and stuff.
Yeah, completely.
So, I mean, like, to see the world is a pretty cool way
it's
to do
amazing.
It.
It's amazing, yeah. By no means am I complaining. But when you're on a ship that's really meant for people to be on for a week and you're on there for 4 months, you're like, oh,
yeah, that would
you
get,
know?
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, I mean, it's work, and at that point, I couldn't pick and choose my work and that type of thing, so...
Well, let me ask you this, though, because, like, on the ship, you would able to... Essentially, you're doing the same set every night for 4 months, you know, with a few tweaks here and there. Mm-hmm. So is there a difference between that and now that you've got so much exposure, you know, I'm guessing you're not able to do the same stuff over and over.
I mean, some of it, like... Essentially, within like magic and illusion, there's like 8 things you can do. You could like make something appear, disappear, switch places, read someone's mind, levitate, da 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 da. Right?
Yeah.
So there's like. 8.
By the way, every single one of those things he mentioned, freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool.
None of which I can do, but
yeah. No, I'm working at it.
Yeah. So it's I mean, there's only a handful of things that you can do as a magician, and it's like. And essentially everything that's done nowadays has kind of been done like in the old vaudevillian days. So for me, it's like going back to the well and like finding like the old stuff that guys used to do that people have forgotten about and sort of bringing that into, you know, the 21st century.
And finding like production value, right? Finding
completely.
A slick way of doing it and write music with it and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well,
when you get to the point where you realize that nobody's reinventing the wheel anymore and you stick to those, was that the point where you went, you know what? There's a lot more opportunity. Like, I know, like you said, if you go back and look at the origins.
Completely. And a lot of guys don't do that anymore. Like, especially in today's society, it's like, people want to buy a DVD or go on YouTube or whatever. But if you go back and like through the old books and like, you know, look in the places where like people aren't interested in exploring
books
stuff like that, right? What's that? Can I have one?
Read the rumors. They're in libraries, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I mean, especially with today's technology as well. You can take some of these old school effects and really put a new spin on them.
Well, that's kind of where I was leading to, because I mean, so you're telling me that these old school tricks from like vaudeville are the same tactics that are used when, you know, you make something show up on somebody's cell phone in their pocket.
Exactly. That's pretty
incredible.
Much, yeah.
That's incredible.
Now, you must get requests for like fundraisers out the wazoo right now. That, you know, you just from maybe friends of the family, or like people who don't maybe realize how busy you are. I mean, talk about that a little
bit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny. The one thing I find pretty funny is where I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. They're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a magician. Like, oh, do a trick. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Come on. Wait a minute, we've been doing that all morning.
Like, yeah. Dance monkey. Yeah.
You know, and not that I'm comparing the two, but when you sit on an airplane, do you lie to people and say, I'm in construction? Because I mean, they go, okay, great.
Yeah, you know? If they're like, oh, what do you do for a living? I'll just be, oh, I'm a vacuum salesman.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I sell encyclopedias.
Because when you tell someone you're a magician, immediately, like 90% of the time, like, oh, what instrument do you play? No, magician, not musician.
So, okay, how often do you get asked, how did you do that? Show me how to do that, all that kind of stuff.
Pretty often. There's two types of people. There's like the type of people that don't want to know how it's done. They just enjoy it, they love it, and they can experience it. And then there's the skeptics who are like, I need to know how that's done. And for me, it's like the best part is where somebody guesses how it's done, or they're 100% determined they know how it's done, and it's like completely the wrong method. I'll be like, yeah, you got it.
Right. Nice. Keep doing it that way. Now, Rena, we're going to prove this once and for all right now, okay?
But
I'm going to prove this once and for all right now. Because, Darcy, listen, I'm nowhere. I've got a couple of really cheesy card tricks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, really used to bring a deck of cards to the bar to pick up women.
Not
we
true.
We used to make fun of
it. Not true.
What do you mean? That's now, cool.
Oh, hang on.
That's totally cool.
Now, for the record, Rena, this is from the...
He's got real magical powers,
this is
though.
This is from the mouth of Darcy Oak, all right? Has magic ever helped you or your chances with the ladies?
Yes.
Boom! Told ya.
Okay. No, see, but here's the thing. You can't just stroll up and be like, hey, let me show you a trick.
Yes.
No, have to, like, I've been doing it wrong?
Completely. You have to use it to like demonstrate like a higher value. You have to be not like, you have to segue into it. You can't just be like, all right, now I pick a card.
Thank you. It's like you mentioned that you do a few card tricks and then they have to ask for one.
See, but
can you do one for me? Yeah, okay, since you asked.
But card tricks aren't necessarily the avenue to go down for that.
No, well, I'll be honest with you. The one that I use, I say, listen, you're going to love this trick when I disappear first thing in the morning.
They say, can you disappear right now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, so you're over in England right now. You're living life. But this is still home 100%. Like when you're got time off, this
I
is
come
home.
Back here. Yeah,
I love
for
that
sure.
man. That's yeah. really cool.
Yeah, it's I love it here. There's just something about the city, and it's like this is where I started. It's where I cut my teeth, and it's like, Winnipeg. I compare a Winnipeg audience is very similar to like a New York audience, because if they like you, they love you, and if they don't like you, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's cool that way. Whereas like
so
that.
So as supportive as they are, they're not going to pump your tires if you're no good.
Exactly.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, they're very very supportive. Don't get me wrong. Like the city's been amazing for my start, but yeah, like there's been times where I've tanked and I've heard about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no. But it's nice. That's the thing. You got to listen to your audience, right?
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Darcy Oak, we appreciate you coming down here.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a lot of fun. And so anything you're plugging, anything that's coming up, like what's going on?
So we had this TV special in the UK that aired over Christmas that we're working on getting aired over here in Canada, so that might come out here soon.
And very cool.
Yeah, I got a UK tour starting in the fall, so just be in an opportunity.
Will there be a North American tour down the road?
There is. It's in the works. Yeah, so don't quote me on this, but hopefully end of this year.
Okay.
Very cool.
UK tour. That's the plan. So.
Very cool. 8:55, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
World-class rock.
Go ahead there, Rena.
That means I don't have a story ready.
Okay. The Supreme Court of Canada is deciding today whether a Quebec man gets to redeem his $27 million winning lottery ticket that he received because it printed 7 seconds after the deadline draw. Okay, so you know on the Friday, when you go to the gas station, they go, oh, it's almost time. Like, you got to hurry up and buy your ticket because then they shut it down.
Uh-huh.
He ran to the store. He's like, please, please, please. And the clerk was like, okay, well, we'll try. And he got through 7 seconds after the deadline, and he ended up getting the winning ticket, $27 million. So right now he's in court fighting, saying he should be able to keep that, and then the lotteries are saying, no, you're 7 seconds after the deadline, you can't win that money.
That's bullshit. If it prints it out, if the computer prints it out...
Because I used to work at a place that has the lottery tickets, it won't print it, exactly. Right. So the fact that it did, it was kind of the lottery screw-up.
Bank error in your favor. Collect $200 and pass go.
Is he going to get the money?
He's going to court today. The judge decides today.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, some football news. Breaking football news involving the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I have mixed emotions about this one because I love Corey Watson. He's one of my favorite players. He plays the game the right way. The Bombers have traded Watson, Canadian wide receiver, to the Riders for the 15th overall pick in the 2015 CFL draft, Canadian wide receiver Chris Bastion, and a negotiation list player. Now, part of me says, Watson, I love Watson, you know, and trading him to the Riders, but then you remember that Watson was always injured. So there's those two.
But when he was in, man, was he good.
So the Bombers have obviously come to the conclusion, and I can already tell you how this is going to be received among Bomber fans. Yeah. It's not going to be a popular move because you traded him to the Riders, which is, you know. But I'm assuming from the Bombers' point of view, he's just not on the field enough. And that, you know, you have to find someone who can play a little more.
In your opinion, good trade? Like, I mean, did they get value?
Those Canadian picks, Kyle Walters values them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a lot of faith in Walters and O'Shea.
And really Kyle, we trust.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk, obviously we'll talk a lot about the Super Bowl tomorrow with being the big games on Sunday. But every year they do a simulator. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's through Madden 15, whether they do it on the PlayStation, where there's different ways to do it. But Vegas has ran the stats of the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks through their simulator 50,000 times. So they played that game 50,000 times, the simulator did. And 57.5% of the time, Reina, who came out on top?
I don't know.
Seattle Seahawks. I just let you take a guess. You had a 50-50 shot at it, for crying out loud. The Seattle Seahawks, 57.5% of the time in its simulations, and the average score, 24-20 for the Seahawks.
It seems about right. Doug Brown, we saw Doug Brown last night. He had an interesting point about the Super Bowl. He said, doesn't this feel like last year's game a lot, like where Seattle was playing Denver, just different star quarterbacks, Brady versus Manning?
Here's the difference, is that Seattle came in as huge underdogs, like 7-point underdogs, I think. Yeah. And this year, it's a pick'em. It's a straight-up pick'em.
But what I mean is just the Patriots and the Broncos both have finesse offenses, smaller receivers, and we'll see. We'll see if the Patriots can do a little better against that tough-as-balls Seattle defense.
Hey, also, speaking of the Super Bowl, Laura had sent us a message this morning, one of our producers, saying that starting with 2016 NFL season, the CRTC is going to allow Canadians to watch the U.S. broadcast. Because right now, you know, you get all the Canadian commercials and stuff, and that's part of the fun part of watching the show, is the commercials, for me, anyway.
You know, I would totally be the Canadian feed if a lot of the Canadian, ads were, you know, kind of they made a bigger deal out of it, saying, you know, we're going to launch our own stuff here in Canada. These are the big items that are coming out in the States. It's a big chance for them to launch. I'd be very happy if, like, say, you know, Canadian Tire did a big launch with spent millions of dollars on a big campaign and did a commercial. Then I'd be cool with it.
Right.
Like, get our own version of those.
It's the year 2015. With the amount we pay for cable in this country, you're damn right
we
should be able to watch.
Give us whatever feed we want.
Yes.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.